It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
And welcome back to the SwampSwamiSports.com podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, I am bracket busted totally again this year. After admitting to you last week that I am still 0 for NCAA March Madness in selecting the winning team in the men's bracket after more than 40 years of trying, my 2022 brackets just set a new personal low after last weekend's play. After weekend number one, just two of the six games required to win the national championship, I might add, both my men's and women's NCAA tournament picks to win it all have both been eliminated. Both won their first round game, and both lost their second round game. Yes, I'm done. Busted like never before. CBS Sports currently ranks my men's bracket as number 1,115,212 as of today. That's right. There are more than 1.1 million people in this country who are better at picking these games than I am. On the women's side, the same site ranks my ladies' picks at number 290,179. Since CBS Sports doesn't reveal how many people are entered in their contest, I might as well be in last place right now, because that's the way it feels to me. In the NCAA men's tournament field, I selected a Final Four consisting of Tennessee, Gonzaga, Auburn, and Virginia Tech. Okay, sure, the number 11-seeded Virginia Tech pick was a bit of a reach, but the Hokies looked every part of a national contender in capturing their first ever ACC tournament title the prior weekend. Virginia Tech had to beat Clemson, Notre Dame, North Carolina, and then Duke, all in 4 days, to win the ACC tournament title. Hey, that was a heck of a roll. Until I jinxed them. In last week's first round game in the NCAA men's tournament, Virginia Tech lost to Texas 81-73 and headed home to Blacksburg, Virginia without one single win in the tournament. Then in round number two, second-seeded Auburn was thoroughly embarrassed by number 10-seed Miami of Florida and packed their bags for the plains of eastern Alabama to go home. Also in the second round, my overall pick to win this year's NCAA men's tournament, the SEC tournament champion Tennessee, well, they were eliminated by a team which, in my opinion, didn't even deserve to be in the field this year. Number 11 Michigan, now 19-14, blew past the Volunteers in the second half of the game to post a 76-68 win over the third-seeded and now going home Tennessee Vols. Thankfully, number 1 overall seed Gonzaga won both of their first two games, but they were pushed to the limits in round 2 by very tough number 9-seeded Memphis 82-78. That was a heck of a game. I can't remember a time when I've lost three of my four top teams after just two games into the tournament. And this year's men's tournament has seen some really thrilling games, though. Number 15-seeded St. Peter's, go Peacocks, are still playing ball as of this week. The team is playing in their first ever NCAA men's tournament. They took down number 2-seed Kentucky, yes, that Kentucky, in the first round of the tournament. And then they went 2-0 against the Bluegrass State by beating number 7-seed Murray State from Bowling Green in round number 2. Sadly for St. Peter's, though, there are no more teams available from the state of Kentucky to beat in the Sweet 16, so they'll face number 3-seed Purdue next. The Big 12 and the ACC still have three teams apiece remaining in the Final 16. Kansas, Texas Tech, and the surprising number 11 seed Iowa State Cyclones, who won just two games in all of last season, will be alive to play one more game this week too. And the ACC has a trio of Duke, North Carolina, and Miami still alive as well. The biggest surprise to me thus far has been the dominance of the big men for the advancing teams. Gonzaga has their All-American 6'10" forward Drew Timmy and a very coordinated but very thin 7-foot freshman beanpole named Chet Holmgren, who blocks shots without even having to leave his feet. Woo! Gonzaga still looks to have the most talented team in the field, but I don't want to jinx them right now either. My big mistake was assuming that the superior guard play of teams like Tennessee and Virginia Tech would keep them rolling as the tournament began. I was wrong. as usual. Meanwhile, the Houston Cougars have continued to show that they really do play as a team as well as anybody again this year. Same goes for Villanova. Both of those teams are still alive in the round of 16 and are definitely national championship contenders. I did get one thing right, though, in the men's tournament this year. The Big Ten Conference was overrated one more time. With 9 teams selected for the tournament, only number 3 seed Purdue and number 11 Michigan still remain in playing after the first weekend. Now let's go over to the women's bracket and take a look at, well, the mess I've created there. Yes, I selected Coach Kim Mulkey's LSU Lady Tigers to win it all this year and play the championship game against her former team she coached at Baylor. In the first weekend of play, playing at home in Waco, Texas, Baylor was bounced out of the tournament in the second round against a sharp-shooting number 10 seed, South Dakota. And then likewise, last night, LSU was playing the first 2 rounds of their tournament at home in Baton Rouge. And after having to rally late to defeat number 15 seed Jackson State in the opening round, LSU was absolutely clobbered 79-64 last night at home by a much better Ohio State team. LSU's women's team was, well, woeful from outside as they only attempted 8 3-point shots for the game and made just 2. And they trailed by up to 20 points at one time. It's like, when are they ever going to take a shot from outside? Apparently, they don't. Meanwhile, Ohio State hit 10 of their 22 attempts from long range. The LSU ladies also converted just 12 out of 22 free throw attempts for a 54.5% clip. That's not good enough. Coach Kim Mulkey needs to get her team to improve their shooting between now and the start of next season. Though my women's bracket still shows number 1 overall seed South Carolina and number 1 North Carolina State still alive and projected into my Final Four, I had them both losing to LSU and Baylor in the national semifinals, so I'm just as bracket-busted on the women's brackets after 2 games of the tournament. Wow, somewhere there's got to be a lesson which I should learn. At my advancing age, though, I'll probably forget that lesson by this time next season, right?
No!
For those of you who still have your teams alive and well moving into this week's Sweet 16 and Elite 8 round of games, I wish you the very best. As for me, I'll stay on the sidelines, keep my mouth shut, and just watch the games this week. I'm Swamp Swami, bracket busted and all. See you next time.
Gloom, despair, and agony on me.